Rain and some thunderstorms will likely work their way across the Midwest tomorrow into Friday. That will likely precede cooler weather across the region once again. We're expecting temperatures to warm up today and tomorrow across a fair amount of the Midwest. Central and southwestern portions of the region will likely see temperatures getting back into the 80s and 90s as we go forward through these next 2 days. The warmest weather will occur in the southwest, where 90-degree readings are going to be common, really from parts of central sections of Illinois back into parts of Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri will likely see some of that warmest air. The warm-up will only last for a few days, or actually 1 day, and then we'll see a few days of cooling take place as the colder air mass in Canada works its way across the heart of the Midwest. Showers and some thunderstorms will accompany the frontal boundary, but it will be coming across the region at a very fast pace, and because of that, there's not going to be large volumes of moisture across the region. Instead, we'll probably look at precipitation amounts running a few hundredths of an inch to 5/10 of an inch in the southwest, and up to an inch perhaps in some of the northeastern half of the region. I don't expect to see the greater amounts of rainfall very common, but there will certainly be opportunities for some locally strong thunderstorms embedded in the fast-moving frontal boundary. And as the front goes across the region, we will see cooler air, of course, come into the region. It will get a little bit breezy across the region, northerly winds blowing across and probably bringing us temperatures back into the 70s and some lower 80s in the region. There will actually be highs in the upper 60s, actually 60s in general, across some of the northernmost parts of the region, quite similar to what we saw over the past day or two. We will expect to see a reinforcing shot of cooler air coming southward out of Canada, probably Sunday into Monday, and that will likely produce some drizzle and a few scattered showers as well. And then we'll likely see a warming trend beginning rather slowly from west to east across the region as we get into the latter part of next week and on into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. Summer crops that have seen significant rain here recently will likely continue to benefit from the moisture that has occurred and that which is likely to come. But for those crops in the southwestern part of the Midwest that really have seen little to no precipitation here of late, will probably continue to see deteriorating conditions just simply because there won't be any precipitation of great consequence into these areas. Less than a half inch of rain will fall, and without additional moisture in the soil, there will not be much opportunity for crops to capitalize on that precipitation and development any better than they have. Certainly, the cooler temperatures and the precipitation combined will be less stressful for crops, but without a soaking of rain, a lot of these areas will not be able to put that minimal amounts of moisture to much use without having some kind of moisture already in the soil. The second week of the two-week outlook will generate some warmer weather with temperatures getting back closer to normal. This will occur in the second half of next week and on into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. We expect at that point in time temperatures will be back into the 80s and perhaps a few lower 90s, something a little bit more typical for this time of the year. Rainfall across the region in the last portions of the 10-day period here will probably not be very great, but after about the 23rd or 24th, we'll likely see a little storm system move across the region, bringing on some more precipitation of light intensity. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.